I cannot believe you're actually here. No amount of texting, calling, meme sharing, or digital flirtation prepared me for how I'd feel in this moment. Countless bleary-eyed FaceTimes in an effort to stay connected across the globe, managing time zones and privacy breaches, nosy housemates, and the frustration that comes with expectation, speculation, and denial. Introducing our dogs in front of computer screens, falling asleep to open laptops, and purchasing every single item BuzzFeed swore we'd need to spice up our long-distance quarantine sex life. An interesting choice for two people who've never actually touched, much less fucked. A vaccine, first mine, then yours. A second vaccine, the subsequent horrors of immune response, followed by yours, your enviable immediate bounce back. Doctor's visits, blood tests, antibody confirmations, and then many, many reassuring discussions with my oncologist confirming that yes, we have done our due diligence. Yes, this is safe for me. Yes, this is safe. Full stop. Go forth and enjoy your life, she told me. And so I am. FaceTiming to watch you click confirm booking on the flight that you've just stepped off of. Answering my phone, and not WhatsApp, Telegram, Wicker. Shit, just seeing your number flash on the screen, seeing your contact image show up and be able to answer, hear the connection on a non-international phone call and say, hello, and hear, hey, baby girl, as clear as a bell. Well, I could burst into tears. I could melt. Or I could do exactly what I'm doing in this moment. I'm packing. I can't come stay with you at your Airbnb, of course. I'll wait another 10 days before you're out of your isolation. Not required, per se, just an extra precaution you wanted to take to protect me. Have I mentioned yet that you are the sweetest and most thoughtful? Anyway, I'd love to be packing the lingerie, the toys, that special massage oil candle I got just for your sore back. I'd love to be choosing my sexiest outfits and my most outrageous bikinis to whisk you away to our 5-star hotel rendezvous. But I have 10 full days to wait until I can get my hands on you. And my lips. And my tongue. And my... It has to wait. So, for now, I'm packing just what I need for today. In one bag, a flask filled with Basil Hayden, a single glass, a small container holding a single fist-sized ice ball. You're lucky you're so goddamn sexy, because it's neat or nothing in this house. And a small bottle of exquisitely silky and luxurious lube. In the other bag, the bottle of whiskey, a single glass, no ice because I'm not a monster, and that's it. I look in the mirror and assess my outfit one last time. Black velvet pumps that let anyone staring at my legs know. Huff and puff all you want, but there's no damaging this brick house tonight. Black lace panties that show a healthy amount of bum cheek and the outline of my soft, smooth mound. And that's it. I'll wrap my camel-colored trench over my exposed breasts, tighten the belt, and be on my way. Cliché? Maybe so. But clichés don't exist because they fail. I hail a cab, and a gust of wind lifts the flap of my coat, reminding me that all that stands between my already aching pussy and the winter elements is a 3-inch strip of lace. I shudder. Then I simultaneously panic about being found out and feel a dampness between my thighs at the thought. I would have driven myself, but I'm going to need a double from that bottle to steel myself for what I have planned. I slide into the back seat as demurely as I can manage, and we're off. When I arrive, I walk up to the front of your cute little rented bungalow and drop the first bag at the door. I realize looking around that this is a guest house, and while that changes things a bit, I'm still prepared to soldier on. I walk around to the back, and I'm relieved to see curtains covering the French doors, that they're closed, and that I am alone in the garden. I spot the crucial items from my Airbnb sleuthing: a wide, large Adirondack chair next to a small chiminea. I quickly position them both facing the French doors, strike a comically large match from the box on a nearby table, and light a fire. I'm about to dial your number when I remember the final step of my preparations. I sit down in the chair, spread my legs wide, and aim my phone camera directly between my legs for the best possible view of my teasing strokes, furtive rubbing, and as I feel the dampness grow, several quick, desperate dips which plunge a finger and that delicate lace into what has become a throbbing wetness. I click off the video, stand and shimmy my panties off, and walk back to the front where I deposit them into the rocks glass inside your goodie bag. Time to get into position. I hurry back before you notice the little campfire, which has picked up nicely, drop back into my chair, and straighten my spine. I open our first ever all-American text message, drop that video of me fingering my wet panties in, and hit send. And then I wait. Delivered. Red. And curtain. Literally, the curtains fly open as my ringtone peals through the empty backyard. I hit accept call. I hold my hand up to suggest you needn't come any closer and say, "Hello, sweetheart. I've left a delivery for you at the front door." You know me well enough by now not to muck about when I'm up to something, and you take off to the front door, practically eating floor in your attempt to get there faster than the speed of light. As you walk back to the spot where you can see me, I hear you mumbling to yourself in amusement. I realize that, though I've spread my legs, you can't yet tell that I'm completely naked under this coat. Pull your chair over to the front door, put me on speaker, and sit down, okay? You do as I ask and begin peeking into the bag. You pull out the whiskey and give me a thumbs up, place it on the floor, pull out the little container of ice, and it's so surreal to hear you laugh and see your face just a few feet away from mine. There's a glass in there for you. Let's have a drink and toast your arrival on American soil, baby. And you pull out the glass. You dump their contents into your lap, pick it up to examine this mystery item, and that's when I see it. Your face changes. Your eyes, always a source of comfort for me, even across continents, harden, and from the looks of it, that's not all. Your breath catches, and just when I feel I've taken the upper hand in this scenario that I've concocted, you bunch them up and pull them to your face to inhale the scent of me. My legs become jelly when I see the look on your face now, and I am so glad I'm already seated because this would have buckled my knees otherwise. I refuse to lose my nerve or composure, and I remember to speak into the phone again. One more little present left. Grab it and I'll pour myself a drink. I put two fingers of bourbon into my glass and then an extra splash for good measure. I look up to see you yet again attempting to disarm me with a sexy glare, rolling the bottle of lube across your palm. The corner of your lip tips up and I can see that you've caught on. A plan is afoot. "Take off your clothes," I say, thankful that I'm now using my headphones because my hands are shaking too much to try to hold anything. You're all too eager to follow instructions, and like a flash, you're back in your chair, stripped completely, and it's everything I can do to stop myself from throwing that door open. I can see the soft fur on your belly right above your hard, thick cock. There's nothing like seeing something in person. The absurdity abounds here, though. No amount of photos, videos, or chats have prepared me for how beautifully mouth-watering you'd be. I've never seen you this hard before. I can make out pulsating veins from this far away, and I'm not even naked yet. At least, not to you. Shit, naked. You don't realize that I'm naked yet. I take a slug from my drink, I set it on the grass, and prepare myself for this moment of unveiling. I straighten my posture and plant my feet wide to expose a hint of inner thigh. I want you to touch yourself for me. I want you to pleasure yourself so that I can watch. I want to see you come for me, I say. You don't say a word, nor do you break eye contact, but you flip open the bottle of lube and drizzle it directly onto your shaft and drop the bottle back into the bag. I untie the belt of my coat, I fumble with the buttons, and finally pull it open wide to show you why I'm here. A blast of icy cold air hits my nipples and somehow manages to harden them even more, pulling them further out from my body as if they're reaching toward your nimble, warm fingertips, just asking to be squeezed, pinched, and rolled gently. I don't hear your reaction, but I know there is one, because the moment I'm exposed to you and to the elements, wearing nothing now but a pair of classic black pumps, a red lipstick, and a smile, I see your cock jump and a tiny bead of moisture appear, then slowly tip over the edge and drip down towards your hand, where you're firmly gripping the base of your cock as if you feel compelled to restrain it. I swallow hard. My mouth is literally watering at the sight of you, so it's required. And I ask, do you want to see me touch myself? You groan loudly, roll your head back, and as you look forward again to catch my eye, I see your hand begin to move slowly, up and down, up and down. My hand moves on its own down to the source of my wetness, and I part my blushing lips for you, swollen with desire, to show you exactly what it is you do to me. I lock eyes with you again, determined not to look away again tonight, and circle my clit with the tip of one finger, dipping lower ever so often to wet it, allowing it to more easily glide over my sensitive spots and send shivers down my neck and into my belly. In my periphery, I can see your face change every time I reach deeper into myself, and I can't hold back from plunging two fingers double-knuckle deep in a quest for my G-spot. By now, you've lost all use for the lube, as there's so much wetness leaking from the tip of your cock that it's running down your hand. Fuck, I am so turned on. I can only see your face, hear our sighs and whimpers and moans of pleasure. I can smell my own scent mixed with icy snow, burning wood, and I am flaming inside for you. I lean forward and start bucking my hips against my own hand, bracing my empty palm on my knee, before reaching up to flick the petite rose-colored bar through my right nipple. The cold, mixed with the pain, mixed with the pleasure, sends a ripple through me, and I don't recognize the sound that erupts from my mouth. I see you flinch and bite your lip, and I can tell you're getting so close. Your toes are curling, trying to find purchase on the slippery floor. You're panting, Your brow is damp. Through my ragged breaths, I tell you to stroke your balls for me. That's good, baby. That's so fucking sexy. Reach down and rub your ass with one finger. Yeah, I know you like that. I tell you, if I could cross that threshold, I'd wet it with my tongue, slip my finger inside, and massage you gently while sucking your cock. I tell you, I want to swallow you so deep inside me, you'll feel the back of my throat as I try to find more room for you. Oh, leaving a lipstick print against your bare flesh that you will never want to wash off. Oh, I tell you, I want to bite your fucking hip bones and mark you as mine. I want to climb into your lap with my back to your front, slide down your chest, sink my silken wetness down on top of you, bury you to the hilt, dripping wet for you, throbbing for you, aching to feel you spasm and jerk and fill me to the brim with your cum. I force my head up to be sure you're looking me square in the eye, and I tell you, baby, I am so close, and I want to come with you. I want you, no, I need you to come for me. Oh, you're even more caught up than I am, and I can't form more than a single guttural word. You are drowning in lust, and the yes barely escapes your lips before I'm gone. I see you come undone. I see you come for me, making a mess of your belly, your chest, your hands. I see an aftershock roll through your body, and you sputter out, oh, fuck, over and over again. I'm watching this unfold through hooded lids, heavy with the weight of my own pleasure, barely capable of staying upright in this chair, much less opening them wide. A final burst of pleasure and warmth roils through me. I withdraw my fingers from my now tightly clenched pussy. I hear you catch your breath, just strong enough to whisper, I want to taste you, baby. And in a final defiant act, I put my sticky wet fingers in my mouth and stare you down as I lick them clean. I'm forever your sub, your bottom, your little spoon. But that doesn't mean I don't live to tease and coax desire and pleasure out of your body and mind at any chance I'm given. And I realize it's going to be a long 10 days.